Writing about a difficult experience can be therapeutic for the writer and informative for those who read the finished product. A new summer writing workshop in Burlington is dedicated to writing and sharing stories of addiction and recovery. Montpelier-based writer Gary Lee Miller is leading the workshops, and he joins us now to talk about them. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for inviting me to come on the show.
How did the idea for these workshops come about?
Well, it came as a result of a project by Bess O'Brien. She produced a film 2 years ago called The Hungry Heart about prescription opiate addiction in Vermont. And people who were in the film spent a lot of time at the Turning Point Recovery Center in St. Albans. And Bess invited a bunch of artists to come up there and put on a summer arts workshop for them. And I participated in that program. I thought I was going to go and teach writing, but I soon learned that it wouldn't exactly be that. It was so much more. And this summer, Bess invited me to do a repeat up in Burlington at the Burlington Turning Point Center, who's hosting.
And how does it work exactly?
Well, we've invited anyone who's in recovery or who is impacted by recovery, who has a family member in recovery and would like to do a little bit of writing, to come into the Turning Point Center every Wednesday night. We start around 5:30 with some food and drink, and then we start working on the writing at 6. We read other writers' work, published writers' work. We talk a little bit about writing technique. But the center of the writing part is work with writing prompts that I give them that are related usually to ideas around recovery. And then we all go around and share our work.
And what's the effect of that sharing? How do people seem to find this activity?
It's really electrifying. Some people in there actually have pursued writing as a vocation or avocation in their lives, but most haven't. But what comes out of this just jumping in is the most riveting honesty, the courage that they have to come and just say, you know, speak honestly about their lives, about the mistakes they've made, about the changes, the positive changes they've made, about the struggles they've gone through. It's just incredibly compelling work.
Why is it important to tell these stories in a workshop setting like this?
I think the workshop setting gives them permission to tell the story. You know, obviously, many of them are involved in 12-step programs, so they're used to going to, you know, NA or AA and telling their stories there. But the atmosphere is a little different. They maybe have, you know, therapists that they go and talk to. But this is more an approach that's a little more light, since the focus is on writing and not actually on the content of the writing, although we do discuss that. I think they feel a little bit freer to talk about issues that they might not even want to talk about with their therapist. And I think in any case, you know, as for someone who is in recovery, just the idea of being able to talk about their addiction, to talk about the problems they've had honestly, you know, there's still an atmosphere of shame around that, unfortunately, and people don't feel comfortable speaking to the general public. In this workshop, they can say whatever they want and know they won't be judged.
How about the family members? You're opening it up to family members. How have these workshops affected the family members of folks recovering from addiction?
In the current workshop, we don't have any family members, but in the previous one in St. Albans, we did. One woman, her daughter had died of an overdose, and she had hardly talked about that with anyone. People said she hadn't smiled since her daughter died, and by the end of the summer, she was openly talking about that with all the members of the group. She was laughing. She was joking. I mean, I think she formed a bond with one particular other person in that group, a young girl who was an addict, and they have formed a kind of quote-unquote mother-daughter relationship outside that group. So the transformation was quite profound.
Notable names are contributing to this effort, including Vermont Poet Laureate Sidney Lee. What effect does bringing in established writers have on this workshop?
My idea wasn't to bring people into this workshop and say, you know, this is the expert, this is the teacher. My idea was to bring them in and say, if you love to write, this is someone you could be. You know, the first night we were in the workshop, I gave them a prompt. They wrote for 7 minutes. I said, congratulations, you're all writers now.
This session runs through August. Will there be other similar workshops, perhaps in other parts of Vermont?
We'd love to think there could be. Of course, it's always a matter of, you know, the funding and the time. I'm committed to this as far as Bess wants to take it, and I would love to see it happen in other communities in Vermont. And I also would want to extend an invitation to anyone who wants to come to Burlington this summer to come and join us. I think you'll meet a great bunch of really supportive people and you'll have a great time.
Well, Gary, thank you very much for telling us about these workshops.
Thanks, Peter. I really appreciate your taking the time.
Gary Lee Miller is a writer and the leader of Writers for Recovery, a series of workshops focusing on stories of addiction and recovery. You'll find more information at vpr.net. Now, time for Art Hounds.